Let's cross now to our guest, Dr. Renit Levine Schoener, a senior lecturer at the Tel Aviv University Faculty of Law. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, I'm happy to do so.
So tell us what is going on, because this is something that I actually know very little about, and I know our listeners would want to hear more. If we go through the notes from our producer, at first glance, this appears to be a disagreement over the appointment of the state comptroller. Legally, though, what is the broader constitutional issue that the High Court is being asked to decide? Doc, please give us a background and fill us in on what is happening.
Okay, gladly. So the state comptroller is supposed to be elected by the Knesset, by the parliament, on a secret ballot. And this is one of three elections that the Knesset holds that are held secretly. And that is the purpose of it is to assure the independency of the comptroller. However, recently elections were held in the Knesset, and during the process, Likud members went out of the ballot to the front of the scenes and physically held the notes before they had put them in the envelopes and into the ballot. So in that sense, they revealed their election. They revealed their choice of Mr. Rabello as their chosen comptroller and violated the secrecy of the elections. Now, the thing is that the elections were very, very tied. They were very close between two opponents, and that which was supported by the Likud party is also the private solicitor of the prime minister. Now, the violation of the secrecy of the election, the Likud members have argued, is a matter of the electorate to decide upon if a Knesset member wants to reveal his or her choice mm-hmm. or election, they are free to do so. However, the fact is that between 120 members of the Knesset, even if one reveals his or her preferences regarding the election, he by that implicates on all others. Mm-hmm. So the secrecy of the procedure is of essential meaning, and no Knesset member, I believe, can violate it by explicitly and voluntarily revealing his or her preferences. Now, this was brought to the Supreme Court, and today the Supreme Court ordered that the elected comptroller will not take seat until they'll provide final decision on the matter. And they said that they will do so quite soon. And the stakes here are high, not only with respect to the state comptroller, but also with respect to the upcoming elections, which are very, very significant, as you all may know. Mm-hmm. And so the question, how is this interaction between the government, the Knesset, and the Supreme Court with respect to the integrity of the elections is of high importance. So this is important on its own, but also as a test case for what will happen during the coming elections.
What are the consequences for those members who acted in this way in the Knesset with revealing their votes? Are there going to be legal consequences for them? Is it something that's going to be put onto the whole party or just the individuals?
So there will be no consequences, but for the demand, the judicial demand, to undertake the procedure once again.
Okay.
And this is what the Likud party refuses. And the Supreme Court, during the preliminary hearing, offered the Knesset to run the elections once more, just to be sure that the secrecy of the procedure will be held. And the Likud and the Knesset head, who is a Likud member, refused to do so, not because of personal consequences, because they are afraid, so you could assume, mm-hmm. that in re-election, Mr. Rabello, the prime minister's solicitor, will not be elected again, because there were two votes, two rounds of votes, and only in the second round Rabello was chosen, and that was very, very marginal. So the contest is very intense, and I'm afraid the Likud party is not sure they will be able to appoint Mr. Rabello. And so what they are fighting over, and they are riding over the controversy around the Supreme Court, because they want Mr. Rabello as a state controller. And we should all ask ourselves, is it reasonable that the private solicitor of the prime minister, whose actions are to be reviewed by the state controller, will be that person? Is it reasonable? Now, the Supreme Court ignores this question at all. They are only bothered with the secrecy of the procedure, but the entire story behind the scenes is of great importance in that respect, because there are Likud members who refuses to support Mr. Rabello election to the job because of his intimate relationship with the prime minister. And this is why the secrecy of the election was violated, because there were high political pressures on Knesset members to reveal their allegiance, mm-hmm. to the leader.
What, in your opinion, is this effect on your average Israeli in terms of their faith in the party, seeing that they're putting sort of the interests of the party ahead of the interests of the country and the public? Is this sort of the perception now, that they're playing games in order to make sure that they get their man into the position that they want?
So as you may know, since October 7th, there is controversy regarding the appointment of a national inquiry commission. Mm. And the prime minister is refusing to pursue the normal procedure of such a national commission of inquiry, arguing that there are good reasons in this case to appoint a special committee, which is, sort of speak, bipartisan. Mm-hmm. But if you add to the pile the fact that he refuses to have the next state controller someone of true independence, the claim that his argument against National Commission of Inquiry is not because he refuses to pursue an independent inquiry, but because he wants it to be bipartisan, this argument is falling apart. And I think people are realizing it, that if you connect the dots, it's the prime minister and the Likud party, the government, that are refusing to the idea that they will be accounted, that they will take responsibility for their conduct and misconduct during the past term of this government, and the war that we have been engaged with since October 7th. And so I think the average man or woman, between all the news that are surrounding us on a daily basis, if they take something from this story, is just an additional evidence for the need for an independent review on the government, and the government's refusal to allow for such a review or such an inspection.
And that is having quite a negative effect on the perception of the party. Or do you think, in your opinion, people are feeling a little bit betrayed, that the interests of the country really aren't being maintained with regards to the election of the state controller, where there are effectively games being played, techniques, manipulation of the system? And is there still faith in the rule of law?
So I cannot say about public opinion, because that's a matter for experts that are different than me. But what I can say is that I think it's an example of how important it is to have an independent Supreme Court, apolitical, beyond political reach, how important it is that state institutions will not be controlled by the government. And if you add from all everything that this government does is to have all the powers in its hands. And I think people are getting to realize that it's not about right or left. It is not about loving Bibi or not. It is about having a government that is accountable to the public for its successes, but also for its failures. And there is no way to do so if the Supreme Court is weakened and politicized, if the state attorney is weakened and politicized, if the state controller is weakened and politicized. Every institution that allows for rule of law is under an attack by this government, and I hope people see it and understand it as it is a way to maintain current government in power and prevent political contestation and political competition and political accountability. So it's everyone's interest to have independent institutions and constitutional supports against the government. And I hope this story is revealing for those who were so far unable to see the trajectory of the government to understand they do not want anyone to tell them that they have violated the law, that they have disrespected their commitments to the public. And we ought to have those institutions that can say such independent messages supported by evidence and independent inquiry to say that to the government.
Hey, Doctor, you answered the question incredibly well. I have to tell you that. And thank you so much for your time and for joining us on the show today. That's Dr. Renit Levine-Schoener, a senior lecturer at the Tel Aviv University Faculty of Law. Doc, thank you for your time. Thank you for what you shared.